At UCLA, if you know someone who has game but occasionally busts out, you are not describing a recent encounter with Andre Agassi. What you are saying is that you know a person who is really talented at something but keeps telling others about liars in their midst. The UCLA Linguistics Department puts out a dictionary of slang used on that campus, and no doubt plenty of other campuses nationwide, even USC. Students in Pamela Monroe's slang seminar gather the expressions among their classmates. Professor Monroe joins us from our bureau in Los Angeles. So thanks for being down to talk with us, Professor.
I'm happy to be here.
You and your students have produced four of these skinny little slang dictionaries over the years. Is it because they have kind of a short shelf life that the words, the current slang, quickly becomes outdated?
Yes, although there's a lot of overlap between each of these volumes. Each of them is put together completely from scratch, and there are always completely new terms.
Well, what are some of the most current ones, the new ones for this new volume?
Bling bling is something that you say when you yourself probably have flashy new jewelry. So I can say to you, look at my watch, bling bling.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Does a lot of slang seem to originate on your coast, the West Coast, and then sort of travel across to us back here in the East?
That is what we believe, and I think that the presence of the media is very important, too.
Oh, sure. In getting all of this out, you mean?
Well, a really rich source of slang is music, particularly rap music, and a lot of slang comes from the African-American community.
There seem to be more slang words for drugs than for just about any other. What's the reason for that?
I think that sex and drugs and drinking are all things that many students are really exposed to in a big way for the first time when they go to college. So it's kind of what they're thinking about, even if they don't themselves participate. My students, of course, do not indulge in any illegal activity.
Oh, no. They just go out and interview others, right?
Exactly.
Is there any new slang for that old phrase, I love you?
Gee, you know, I don't think in any one of our four books we've ever had anything that meant specifically I love you, except 4 years ago there was a phenomenon that is no longer popular because all the students have cell phones now, not pagers, where people would send a page with numbers that corresponded to the number of letters in words. So in fact, 4 years ago people were paging each other 143. For I love you.
I know you have to get to stepping now, Professor, so thank you very much. Pamela Monroe, editor of UCLA Slang 4, a brand new dictionary of slang compiled by her linguistic students at UCLA.